بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ قال يوسف لأبيه: يا أبتي إني رأيت 11 كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. صدق الله. When we go in the path of the tasawwuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept one door open, the door of Nabuwat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left one small part of Nabuwat with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith that dreams, when a person has a dream, true dream is 1/46 of Nabuwat. 1/46. Ulama Kiram explained why 146, because Nabuwat was for 23 years and 6 months prior to the first Wahi in Ghari Hira, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was getting such tafwa of dreams, with the following day he was seeing the truth of it, true dreams, for 6 months. So 1/46 comes to. The problem that we have, people used to go to Mawlana Masroor Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi and used to tell him, Sahib, humne yun mein khwab mein yun dekha, we have seen this, we have seen this, we have seen this. And what has happened is many people who go in Azkar and Tilawat and join Khanka and so on, they go so submerged in the issue of dreams. Now they stop living in reality. They start living in dreams. I saw this in my dream, I saw this in my dream. And they raise great expectation and dreams. Maulana Masroor Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to tell them, don't live in dreams, live in reality. And we see that many, many times people go and dream about their sheikh and make a long story about it. This is why today I would like to give some masla about dreams. What the ulama say, when a person go in the path of the tasawwuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him have some dreams. And dreams in itself is a very good thing. Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayh, who was a great, maybe the greatest, I mean after Rasulullah and the Sahaba Kiram, the greatest dream interpreter, he used to say, Al-ru'ya tasur wa la taghur. The dream makes you happy, but it must not make you deceive. So when a person go in zikr, in tilawat al-Quran, there are certain light that come in his heart, that I did explain before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brings sakina in the heart of a person when he makes zikr. If you remember a few weeks ago, we did talk on the ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. Allah is the one who descends peace, tranquility in the heart, in the heart of a mu'min, so that with that his iman increases. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi says that sakina, this peace that we're talking, is munazzal min as-sama. This tranquility, peace, solace, chain, sukoon, peace of mind that the whole world is looking, we are not going to get it in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends it. We have to understand. Yesterday itself I was reading some statistics. Only in UK it costing the state £9 billion to look after 2.6 million people who suffer from depression. £9 billion. I know this is not my topic today, depression. But just to give you an idea, when a person is not in Azkar, he gets this type of thing. But dreams is one of the means through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends tranquility in the heart. This is why when a person wakes up at night, after he has a lovely dream, he's happy inside. At times he wakes up, he's frightened. At times he wakes up, he's perturbed. And this is why in tasawwuf, as far as possible, I have tried to explain certain mechanisms, spiritual things that happen to us. Why at times when we wake up, we are happy? Yet we did our tasbihat, tasbih Fatimi, we read before we slept, we did our Adr Kursi, etc. But then we wake up, we are afraid, or we are perturbed. Ulama Kiram explained, there are three types of dreams. I'm not going to go what the West is saying on the secular side of psychoanalysis and so on. I don't want to talk about it. I'm talking what the Ulama got to say. When a person has a good dream, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel. The angel, special angel who come, especially as I told you last time, there's one group of angels called Mulhim. Mulhim is such an angel who come and put ilham in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires you through this angel. At times Allah himself put something in your heart. So when we have good dreams, this angel come and put good things in our heart, and this manifests in our subconscious. The other one is bad dreams. This is shaitan who comes in our heart. And shaitan disturbs us. He makes us afraid. This is a quality of shaitan, shaitaniyat. The third one is, at times, our subconscious, something is worrying us. And it manifests in our conscience. And then we wake up, this is still in our mind. This is very, very important to understand dreams. Ulama Kiram explained that together with this material world that we have, there is another world called Alam-e-Mithal. This Alam-e-Mithal, that the word Arabic Mithal means similar, example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for the abstract thing in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created its physical version. What I want to say by that? Shawar la dehlabi rahmatullah alayhi inni sujatullahu al-balira has written a special topic on that. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Surah Baqarah will take this shape, your salah will take this shape, or your soul will take this shape. Yani, the abstract thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also give it the physical reality. And this is found in the Alam-e-Mithal. So some ulama say when we dream, at times we dream of something you never saw before. And yet it is true. What happened is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you link with this world, Alam-e-Mithal. And this Alam-e-Mithal is not a planet that you're going to take a telescope and you're going to look for it. No. It exists, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us link with this planet, with this type of world. So the point is, when we in the path of tasawwuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at times will send something in our heart, and now we get carried away with that. No, we must not get carried away. If it is a good dream, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ulama kiram say that when you have a good dream, don't go and tell it to every Tom, Dick and Harry for interpretation. Because the interpretation you give to it is false. So we must be very, very careful when we have dreams. Don't just go and narrate it to everybody. There are masail on that. If we have a bad dream, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, read A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. If you do it sleeping this side, turn the opposite side and make two like this three times. This is what comes in. Now, open the greatest gift that we can have, as I told you, in the sulook, especially a person who put a lot of sunnah into practice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with the ziyarat of Rasul. In a hadith it comes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ra'ani, whoever fil manam, whoever sees me in a dream, faqad ra'ani. Verily he has seen me. Why? Because la yatamassalu shaytanu li. Because shaitan cannot take that shape. Ulama Kiram has explained on that. Why shaitan cannot take the shape of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his body is not like our body. His body is not like our body. Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi has written in Lut Sharai, Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayhi has written one section in his book Shama'il describing the sifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his perspiration was the smell of musk, the fragrance of musk. Some ulama say Rasulullah did not have shadow. So there are many reasons why shaitan can see Rasulullah. But now seeing Rasulullah must not be a trap. Ulama kiram explain why. To see Rasulullah for a salik, Rasulullah can definitely can come in your dream if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes it. But this is not a sign for you to make it sharia and start propagating, oh, I saw Rasulullah in my dream, he told me so things, therefore it becomes sharia. No faqih has said. There was a qazi, once he was a judge, he was supposed to give a judgment. The judgment, he make his fesla, at night, Rasulullah came in the dream. And the nasiha Rasulullah was giving to him is against the judgment he was supposed to give. And when he looked at the case, what Rasulullah told him was against Sharia in the dream. So he could not understand it. He went to see the Khalifa. And the Khalifa gathered a great ulama on the Basri. And the ulama started declining to give the judgment according to the dream of this Qazi. There was a great alim. He is known as a Mujaddid. He comes in a hadith, at the head of every century, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a person who will renew deen. And his name was Izzuddin ibn Abdus Salam, rahmallah. Great alim, very, very great alim. Very, very great, great alim he was. He stood up in the court of the Khalifa and he said that this interpretation of the dream must not be used to give a verdict on Sharia. He says, you must give according to Sharia. And if there is any sin to be taken, I am going to take the sin on my shoulder. But you cannot give judgment according to your dream. Even Rasulullah has come in your dream. That's something very, very important to understand, because ulama explained that a person can see Rasulullah in his dream, but the problem is his interpretation of it. Because he can have a weak memory. He wakes up, he can forget what the Rasulullah told him. He can have his level of education is low. Shaitan can make waswasa in his heart or later on. There's so many factors that can take place for a person to misinterpret that what Rasulullah said. For this reason, ulama kiram say, when you see Rasulullah in your dream, this should not be taken as a ground for Sharia. There's no masama sign. Yes, if it is for you, it's okay. Don't go and spread it in public. That's very important. Ulama explained, if you have seen Rasulullah in your dream, and there are changes in your life, this is Basharat. But if you have seen Rasulullah in your dream, and you start interpreting the way you want, and there's no change in your life, there's no Basharat in it. If a person has seen Rasulullah, it must be for Basharat. And this doesn't mean now, you have seen Rasulullah, you have get the passport for Jannah. That's not a good attitude to adopt. So when a person is in a salik, in the path of Allah, sooner or later, especially those who read a lot of Darud Sharif, those who read a lot of Darud Sharif, sooner or later, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them with the ziyarat of Rasulullah. But this must not be hampering our spiritual progress. The real benefit of seeing Rasulullah for a salik, to see Rasulullah in his dream, is that in real life, the sunnah of Rasulullah has come in his life. Then we know whether this salik is progressing in his path, in his sulook, in his path, his spiritual journey. If he cannot bring sunnah in his life, there's no karamat of seeing Rasulullah. In fact, Abu Jahl saw Rasulullah physically. So what a big deal, we have seen Rasulullah in our dream. Abu Jahl saw Rasulullah in his dream, in reality. So the maqsad is to get sunnah in our life. This will enhance our spiritual level. If not, what is the purpose of dream? Just like this. This is Bekhadri of Rasulullah. For this reason, you will find that to have dreams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the first, one long surah in its totality, the whole surah was revealed. Usually surah in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the long surahs, does not reveal it whole surah one group. It is a various occasion. But Surah Yusuf, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's waqia, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it completely. And this is the ayah that I've quoted to you early on. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was still a child, was about 7 years of ikhtilaf on that. He said, Wa id qala Yusuf li abi. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said to his father, Ya abati, O my father, inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba. Verily I have seen in my dream 11 stars. Wa shamsa wal qamar, the sun and the moon. Ra'aytuhum li sajidin. And they are prostrating in front of me. Qala ya bunayya, la taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwati. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam immediately told Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, don't tell this to your brother. From there there is a pursuit. Your dream, this is what Fuqaha says, dream must be said to the people who you trust. There is an usul in there. So when you're going to be in the path of tasawwuf, especially for those who need a lot of Darud Sharif, you're going to get basharat of Rasulullah Sallam. This you must know when to speak it out and when to speak it out. As I told you, interpretation of dream, you go and tell it somebody, the interpretation given is. And this is special fun. Ibn Sirin, those who go in that, it's a science on its own. Ibn Sirin, once there was a person, his name was Imam Malik Rahmatullah, great scholar. He dreamt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing this to him. And at the same time, it was time to go for Hajj. And Imam Malik Rahmatullah alayhi make niyat to go for Hajj. Now he was worried, Imam Malik Rahmatullah alayhi, I didn't mention before, his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that he did not use to wear shoes in Madinatul Munawwar. Out of reverence that his shoes must not be placed on the footstep of Rasulullah. So much respect he had for Rasulullah. Once he came with a fruit and he asked the people, who knows how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get it? Nobody could give him an answer. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi did not eat this fruit. This is how he was meticulous on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he was making plans. Now Rasulullah sallam came and did like this to him. And he really wanted to be buried in Medina. So he was afraid now, if I go, am I going to die in 5 days, in 5 weeks, in 5 months? And if I die, I will not be buried in Medina Munawwara. And he comes in a hadith, a person who dies in Medina Munawwara will get the death of a shaheed. Rasulullah will make shifarish for him. This is why Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to make this dua. Allahumma rzuqni shahadata bin Madinah. Oh Allah, let me drink from the cup of shahada in Medina. Oh Allah, give me shahadat in Medina. His daughter, who was the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to tell the father, how are you going to die in Medina? What shahada, what jihad there is? Because the Islamic empire is so vast, who would come and make jihad here? This is why I say when you ask Allah, Allah always give you more than what you ask. Firozulo, and he is buried not only in Medina, by Rasulullah. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked for one son, Allah gave him 2 sons. Whatever you ask Allah, Allah gave you more. Allah always give more. You must think, where's the barakah? So Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi was worried about it. So he wanted to have this dream interpreted. He said one of his students, Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi, was a great tabi'i, he was a muhaddith also. Imam Malik also was a great faqih, muhaddith also. So Imam, he said, but don't say who sent you. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi said, I want to know who has the dream. So, he didn't say, I'm not going to interpret it. And finally the name had to be unveiled. You see, I knew it was Imam Malik. Only Imam Malik can have this. What this means, in the Quran, Allah says 5 things only Allah knows. About, besides Allah, nobody knows. When is going to rain, what is in the womb, etc. There are 5 things Allah SWT has mentioned in the Quran. That, this knowledge is only for him. So Imam Malik's worry is, whether I'm going to die. Whereas only Allah knows when he's going to die. So these are the interpretations. So if we haven't got the knowledge,
a good ihsas, a good grip over Quran and Sunnah. Once there was a person, he dreamt the king is coming to his house. He went to a person who can interpret dream. The person told him, run away from your house. He said, how can you tell me run away from my house? I'm dreaming the king is coming to my house. He said, I'm telling you, leave your house as soon as possible. And then the man, if he listened to the alim, he left. Then there was like a tornado that came and pulled down his house. He went to the alim, he said, but what happened? He said, Allah, when you read the Quran, when Bilqis received the letter of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, when she gathered her court and told them, oh, you people advise me about the letter that I've received from Sulaiman, because she was in Saba, Yemen now, and Sulaiman was in Palestine, Jerusalem, Betul Maqdis. So how are you going to deal with this letter? Because when the king comes, he will destroy the first Quran nation. Look where the mind of the alim goes. At times a person dreamt fire. The alim told him, bad news for you. Another day, another person comes, he dreamt fire, explaining the alim. The student will listen, say, what happened? This one good news for you. A bit shocked. Is this one, as you say, fire good news, this one fire bad news? What this means now? One dream fire, the other one also dream fire. One was good news, one was bad news. Then the Sheikh explained, so the one who came with fire, he had saw his fire in summer. Fire in summer is not a good thing. The other one was in winter. Fire in winter is a good thing. So you have these people who interpret dreams. These are Mahirin, these are great experts, very good ulama. This is why ulama say, when we have a dream, even we dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, don't go and spread it and put it in Sunday Times or whatever newspaper you want to put it and go into BBC or whatever. Keep it for you. Don't go and tell people about it. This, if I'm talking about it today, if I have seen it, I've seen those shortcomings in those people who are in tasawwuf. They live in dreams. They give too much importance to dreams, too much importance to karamat. This is not the purpose of tasawwuf. The purpose of tasawwuf is to clean the heart, to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a clean heart, remove the bad akhlaq from our heart, put good akhlaq in our heart. This is the purpose of tasawwuf. We're deviating completely from the track and we start living in dreams. This is why Mufti Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, live in reality, do not live in dreams. So when we go in this field, I've seen many people now, they want to see karamat. Karamat, not the Shaykh who make karamat. Karamat is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to his banda to show the people that this is my wali. And it's not always that a person who is a wali of Allah will do miracles. A person spent a few days by Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi, and he heard that Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi was a great wali of Allah. In fact, he was a great wali of Allah. So he looked for a bahana to come by, for a pretext to stay with Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi. Few days he stayed. So he decided to leave Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi. Before he left, he said, you know why I came to you? I look for a pretext to stay with you. I wanted to see your miracle. Your karama that you do, I wanted to see. But you are not a wali Allah. What people talk, they don't know. I stayed with you, I can see now. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi told him, how many days you stayed with me? For so many days. Have you seen me disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once? Say, for example, you stayed 3 days with Junaid Baghdadi. And Junaid Baghdadi told him, these 3 days that you stayed with me, have you seen me disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once? Says this in itself is a karamat. To be paban on the hukam of Allah, that in itself is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what you have to understand. Karamat is not that the wali of Allah or the Shaykh will do. Karamat is what Allah gives the person. This is why you will find that there is something called istidraj. Istidraj means the miracle that the, for example, you go to India as a sadhu, they will do it. The non-Muslim also will do miracles. This you call it istidraj. It's not tahir, it's not clean. What a wali of Allah will do is clean. So we have to understand all the things, those usul of tasawwuf. Then we can tread the path of tasawwuf. Because this also is a disease. When a person is making zikrullah and he thinks or reading darood with the intention to see Rasulullah Sallam, this intention itself is wrong. Darood Sharif, we don't read to see Rasulullah Sallam. Darood Sharif is our muhabbat to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is a command of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quran, to read darood and salatu salam on Rasulullah Sallam. We don't read darood Sharif to see Rasulullah in our dream. If Allah will, then only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will allow Rasulullah Sallam to come in our dream. We have to understand this usul of tasawwuf. If not, we're going to go deviate. Very important to understand those things that we are talking. The asal is not seeing Rasulullah Sallam. Once a person came to see Mufti Shafi Sahab, the late father of Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahab, the Murakatuhu. Give me a wazifa to see Rasulullah in my dream. Hazrat says, wow, you have this level that you want to see Rasulullah. Me, I don't feel I'm really that level to read this type of wazifa to see Rasulullah. I'm not worth of seeing Rasulullah. And even if I see Rasulullah, I'm afraid because I will not be able to make justice for this meeting. And you want to read that level. Who am I? Look at Ahlullah's way of looking at things. And look at the other people's way of looking. I mean, tamanna. Who are we? As I mentioned last time, there was a Sahabi. He says his, before he became a British Sahab, I forgot his name. This hadith, Makhum is in Riyadh Salihin, reported by Imam Nawawi. He says the thing that I had, the desire I had most in my life was to murder Muhammad. Murder Rasulullah. So one day he took his dagger to go to kill Rasulullah. So when he went to Rasulullah, he wanted to make like a mu'ana. Just Rasulullah grabbed him. He said that if you tell me after he embraced Islam, he said the most beloved person for me today is Rasulullah. And if you tell me to describe Rasulullah, I will not be able to describe Rasulullah. I could not lift my gaze to look at him. This is how strong the personality of Rasulullah is. This is why you will see there are not much Sahaba who could come close to Rasulullah. His personality was strong. And there is hadith on that also. There are six things that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam which He has not given to other Anbiya. One of it is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has put such a rob in the heart of the kafir for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 1 month's journey, they have the radius of 1 month's journey. All those people surrounding Rasulullah, that area, had fear for Rasulullah. That's how strong Rasulullah. Rasulullah's power was the power of 40 men. And the 40 men out of this world, 40 men of Jannah. And one man of Jannah had the power of 40 men in this world. That's how strong Rasulullah. The greatest wrestler of Arabia, I forgot his name, he told, "Hey Muhammad, if you throw me down, I'll embrace Islam." The greatest wrestler, I forgot his name, Rasulullah threw him down once. You see, that's like he came and wrestled with Rasulullah again. Rasulullah threw him down again. The third time he embraced Islam. He said, "No, this cannot be." I know it is. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his life, in his all the battles that he took, he organized about 400 expeditions and battles. Only one person died with his name. That also, I forgot his name. Rasulullah just threw one small arrow at him. It scratched him. Just scratched him. He was howling for that. Even the chief of the Quraysh said, "Such a small scratch, you're screaming." He said, "If only you know what I'm going through." Just scratching. This was the power of Rasulullah. Like this, if you can talk and talk, people want to see Rasulullah in their dream. Because they make some zikr there. What type of tamanna we have? What type of desire we have? We, who we think we are. We want to be Rasulullah like this. We must clean this heart first. Then we can have this type of dream. We can, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses. So dreams is a very good thing in the life of it. And it is 146 of Nabuwwah. Keep this in mind. So what is important from this hadith is we must not play with dreams. Playing with dreams means we are playing with Nabuwwah. Ulama has explained about it. Because it's 146 of Nabuwwah. So don't talk about dreams in a hurry. When we go in the path of tasawwuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us ilhams, inshallah. And many of those ilham comes in dreams. But we must not play with that. And don't think we can get worthy of Allah because of dreams. Live in reality. Reality is, we must have a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our life.